礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他今天在走廊里遇到了美国同事 Amy。
陈豪， you look pleased about something. What is it?
我刚才啊，发现电话上有一个叫 speaker 的键，只要按下去啊，就不用再拿着话筒说话了。
It's called a speaker or speakerphone. 中文可能叫免提功能。
嗯，这真是太方便了，我可以一边打电话，一边干别的事儿。
A speakerphone is a great convenience, but you need to be careful about when and how you use it.
还不能随时用吗？
You need to consider whether the person to whom you are speaking is comfortable about being placed on speakerphone.
这跟他们有什么关系啊？
Because it is like broadcasting your entire call to other people who might be listening.
Broadcast? 我还是不太明白。
When you place someone on speaker,Anyone passing by or in close proximity can hear both sides of the conversation.
对呀，那又怎么了？
The person on the other end may not be comfortable with other people overhearing what he is saying, especially if he isn't aware that he is on speaker.
哦，你是说对方可能不想让别人听见他跟我说些什么？
Exactly. Always ask permission before putting people on speakerphone.
谢谢你的忠告 Amy， 免得我得罪人啊。
下午下班的时候， Amy 又遇到了陈豪。
陈豪， How was your day？
哎，你还记得我们说的 speakerphone 吗？有个客户打电话给我问资料，我就问他能不能把电话放在 speakerphone 上，这样我可以一边给他找资料一边跟他通话。
What did he say？
他说没问题，还谢谢我征求他的意见呢。可是啊，我隔壁的 Joe 很不高兴，因为我们的谈话干扰了他工作。
That is another point you need to be aware of regarding speakerphones. Using them in your cubicle when others are working in adjacent cubicles is inconsiderate.
那限制这么多，这功能不就白费了吗？
You can use it. Just be thoughtful. Another reason that people use speakerphones is to be able to have a conversation or phone meeting when everyone involved cannot be present physically.
就是说销售部的主任要是出差，而咱们俩要是用一个电话跟他开电话会议，就可以用 speakerphone 了吧？
Yes, with speakerphones, not everyone has to be in the same room to have a meeting.
Amy, 你再提醒我一遍，什么时候该用 speakerphone, 什么时候不该用，行吗？
It's really simple. Don't put people on speakerphone without asking permission, and don't use a speakerphone when it may disturb others.
好，我记住了。